incredible experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 9:14 p.m.
Oh, no, that can't be right. It's not 9:14. Obviously, it's 19:30 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Right, but don't let this make you think that I don't have a concern for time. It's not that I don't appreciate time or clocks, because I do appreciate clocks. I do love clocks. I love horology in general, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I need to know or even care what time it actually is, other than 19:30 UTC. You know what I'm saying? I realize that's a little strange, but that's just the kind of guy that I am. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. My duties include, but are not limited to, important aspects of life and committee membership, running stuff, things that can be done by me, like drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. Dahong Pao, if you're wondering. Yes, Dahong Pao, the official tea of Dubious Goals Committee. Is that even true? I don't know. Other chairman duties include summoning the numbers lady. And how do we do that? Well, we paint a pentagram on the floor, set up 5 candles on the points, and then we say, "Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?"
The numbers are 352, number 555, number 456, number 562, number 570. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. That was so good. It makes me want to drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking yummy tea today. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, yeah. Oh, another cup down. Whew. Good stuff, let me tell you. Another responsibility that I have as the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee is to read off all the birthday announcements and things like that. So let's see, whose birthday is it today? Let's check the old list here. And look, it's Thomas Jefferson's birthday today, and it's also his death day. Isn't that fascinating? Yes, it is. And where is old Thomas Jefferson? Oh, is that him in the corner? Yeah, he's over there in the corner. Over there.
You in the corner, happy birthday!
Yeah, him.
Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just that when you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go! With the size of danger, and you get too sad, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yes, thank you for that, Quaffio. I should also mention that there are some other birthdays. The big one, of course, being America. The United States of America. Today is its birthday. And how do we celebrate that? You know, by blowing stuff up. Because America. And I am a good American. I do enjoy blowing stuff up. But we're not going to blow any stuff up on the show today because it's really hot outside. And I'm not doing super great. And I don't feel like getting myself into any kind of trouble, medically speaking. So I'm going to wait until it cools down, after the sun goes down, before I go out and light any fireworks, and I got a bunch. Of course I got a bunch. I always have a lot of fireworks. I absolutely believe in remaining stocked up on fireworks at all times. It's sort of like being a prepper, but you only are hoarding fireworks. You know, I'm preparing for the day when I need a lot of fireworks. That could be any day. That could be any given day at any given time. I might suddenly need a bunch of fireworks, because who knows when I might just, you know, need to light a bunch of fireworks. Everybody here already knows how much I love fireworks. We don't have to go into that right now. But in case you're new here, if this is your first Dubious Goals Committee, let me just assure you that I love fireworks even more than I love banana na 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 na.
Banana na na.
And banana na.
Banana na.
That is how much I like fireworks. Mm. Oh, it's a banana na na.
Banana na na.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, so I guess we need to move on to our next feature, which is, of course, another new feature, the Ham Report. Take it away, Jan. Tell me about ham, Jan.
Hi, I'm Jan from Kitchen Kitchen. And have you ever wondered how Black Forest ham is made?
Yeah.
It's actually made in the Black Forest region of Germany. The regional specialty is internationally famous, and it is often imitated by pork producers in other parts of the world.
Wow.
By tradition, Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it.
Interesting.
To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices.
What other spices?
The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks. During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color. After smoking, the Black Forest ham is ready for consumption. Now, this ham is so delicious that it can be eaten as a main course, or I like to cut it real thin and make it a sandwich out of it.
Oh, is that what you like to do with it, Jan? Is that what you like to do with Black Forest ham, Jan? Do you like to slice it real thin and make it into a sandwich? How very original and clever of you, Jan. Thanks for the ham report, Jan. She likes to make, you know, okay, here's what Jan likes to do. Now, and I realize that nobody's ever thought of this before, so let me make it abundantly clear what kind of sandwich genius Jan is here. She is taking a Black Forest ham, she's slicing it thinly to make a sandwich out of it. But I don't think anybody told her, well, Jan, you need bread, too. You need to have slices of bread to go with those slices of Black Forest ham to make a sandwich. And you notice that she didn't mention anything about baby Swiss. It's, Jan, well, you know, it's the ham report. What are you going to do? Maybe she'll do a little bit better tomorrow. Wait, is the next ham report tomorrow or is it the next day? I don't know. Stay tuned for more ham reports from Jan right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. As for right now, we have to check in with Justin Johnson because he got a new Martin guitar and he's pretty happy about it. So we're going to listen to him play Lenny by Stevie Ray Vaughan on a new acoustic Martin guitar that is shaped kind of oddly, but I kind of like it, and I gotta wonder if it's fun and good. And I think my mom's gonna want one of these guitars. So anyway, here we go. Justin Johnson playing Lenny. Thank you. very cool. Thanks for that, Justin. Justin Johnson playing Lenny on his brand new Martin Oddball. What is that model? I'm not quite sure. I did watch the video about the guitar last night where he was unboxing it. I want to say SE13 or no, wait, it's written right there. SC13E. Very interesting guitar, because due to the weird cutaway, how do they, you know, dovetail that neck in? Well, they do it the long way instead, and the body isn't symmetrical. I don't just mean the cutout, I mean the bottom of the guitar. It's asymmetrical. I've been screaming about that for years, and now Martin's listening to me? No, they're not listening to me at all. Because nobody cares what I think. Which is why I started my own dubious goals committee. And that's why I'm the chairman for life. unless I'm overthrown in a coup. And that could happen. And don't act like that couldn't happen. I mean, the world is a dangerous place. The radio is a dangerous place. There could be a coup. It could happen. Look at all the dangerous things that happen around here. Look at all the people falling into the river. Oh my God, there goes another one.
A man has fallen into the river in Lego City. Start the new rescue helicopter. Hey!
Hey, Jude.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute.
Yes, the sheer artistry of it. If nothing else, you have to appreciate the forethought, the concentration, and the execution of Girlfriend Vietnam. I mean, come on, that was a beauty. You're not going to hear another one like that for a while. It's still funny. It never gets... Ow, crap, ow. Oh my God. It only hurts when I live. Oh, which of course means we need to go to some music. And who haven't we heard from in a while? Oh, I know. How about Steven Seagal's doing some Led Zeppelin? Yeah, that's a good idea. How about Black Dog? Yeah.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. My child, when you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting. Walk that way, watch your honey drip, I can't keep away. my way.
God, that was awesome. Wow. Yeah, that was the song Black Dog. You know it. That's a famous Led Zeppelin song. And that was played by one of my favorite bands, Steven Seagulls. That was really good. I really, really enjoyed that. That was funny and awesome at the same time. What did you think about it, Uncle Grandfather? What? Huh?
Banana.
Oh, did you like it that much?
Banana.
Yeah, it was a pretty banana, I have to admit. Oh, banana.
Banana.
Mmm, yum, yum, yum. Mmm, banana. Okay.
Pleasant. Astronomic cat.
Where's the astronomical cat? Okay.
Pleasant.
This is great.
Ghost Bear.
This is the problem.
Ghost Bear.
Where's Ghost Bear? God damn it.
Tardy again.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to come in his ass.
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all.
And yeah, that crazy old Ghost Bear. Yeah, he was here the whole time. Oh, Ghost Bear. Well, anyway, let's get back to some music. If we're going to play some dinosaur rock today, like, you know, Led Zeppelin, we might as well play some Rolling Stones, too. Something like, I know, how about Brown Sugar? That's one of my favorite Stones songs with that sweet riff in there. Wait, huh? Wait, now I'm confused. I guess I'll have to listen to the guitar riff. Yeah, this is Brown Sugar by the Stones.
Hey!
I know what you're thinking. That wasn't the Stones and Brown Sugar. Although it was, let's face it, that was actually the Dandy Warhols with Bohemian Like You. And I do actually love that song. It's just so funny. And the tune is good. And the irony, the hilarious irony, is that if you watch the video for that song, Bohemian Like You, you will notice that one of the guitarists is wearing a Rolling Stones t-shirt. The guy playing the telly has got a classic old Stone shirt on. Just to let everybody know where they like to rip off all their tunes. I didn't say that. I love the Dandy Warhols. I love that song. I think it's hilarious. It's a beautiful thing. Everything is beautiful. The world is beautiful. And fire is beautiful. We need to be blowing stuff up. It's the 4th of July, for God's sake. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tob, is this where you start playing Fire by Jimi Hendrix? No, of course I would never do that.
Here's some music. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah! Although I could be lying.
You don't care for me. I don't care about that.
Here comes my cat. Yeah, what are you doing, Pippa? She wants to stand next to my fire. No, that's not actually what's happening. What are you doing over there, Pippa? Pippa does not seem to want to do any kitty business right now, so this means that I do not have to set up the kitty business pit, which is unusual, to say the least. But I do think I know what she wants, because we were doing this last night, and she was pretty excited about it. We were watching some YouTube last night, and somehow we stumbled across a channel by James Blackwood, the Raccoon Whisperer. And we discovered that there is another person in this world besides yours truly, our little Tobster, running a restaurant for raccoons on their deck outside. Yes, James Blackwood, the Raccoon Whisperer. Look it up on YouTube. This is a guy who just sits around and feeds raccoons, and he makes these 20 to 30 minute videos of all these raccoons climbing around on his deck doing crazy stuff. And yes, I do think it's awesome. I do enjoy it, because I get a lot of raccoons on my deck too. But is it as good as, say, a banana na 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 na?
Banana na.
Banana. Oh, give me the banana na banana na banana na kitty businesses. I like to do kitty business with banana na na na. Right, so today is Saturday, which means banana na 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 na. And also, coming up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, we will be able to hear The Sound Show, genre mix and discussion with MJT, a very popular show here on Anon Radio, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And, you know, even get ready to call in using Skype or whatever. Just pay attention in comm, because we're going to be in there yapping it up. And there might not be any mentions of banana-na-na-na-na-na-na-nas, but you never know when that could happen. It could be random. It could be any time. But unlikely on Sound Show. So stay tuned. You've been listening to the Dubious Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30. I will talk to you tomorrow. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.